The various music styles of Eastern Europe's Roma people, formerly known as gypsies, have become favorites with audiences around the world. The brass bands of the Balkans have been particularly well served by documentaries and movie soundtracks. Music critic Milo Miles says that no group does a better job of blending tradition with innovation than the ensemble led by Boban Markovic and his son Marko.
A dozen years ago, if someone told me that one of the liveliest, most inventive party albums of the year came from a band originally associated with wedding celebrations and beer festivals, I would have been all, yeah, sure, you bet. If it was further explained that the band's roots were much closer to polka than rock, funk, or hip-hop, I would have responded, don't push it. But nowadays, I am familiar with the Boban and Marko Markovic Orchestra, and their retrospective Golden Horns will lighten the heart and lift the feet as surely as anything you'll hear in 2012. I'm just glad they finally released an irresistible introduction. Expanding on long-standing brass band traditions of the Roma people in southern Serbia, band founder Boban Markovic was a regional powerhouse well before his group was heard in the West. The orchestra only plays at the major Balkan brass band festival as a guest of honor, so that somebody else can win prizes. But it's hard to deny that the ascendance of Boban's son Marko Markovic is what opened the door to the world for the group. Boban and Marko are equal but different trumpet stylists, Boban more languid, Marko more jabbing. But as the de facto current leader of the orchestra, Marko gives the newer numbers a worldly juice, a quicker pulse suited to the internet age. As immediately appealing as individual orchestra tunes can be, there's something elusive about the way they work and exactly how to present a series of performances. This is not a tight band led by virtuoso soloists, instrumental or vocal. The punch comes from the ongoing collective interactions of more than a dozen players, plus guests, with a rollicking feel that most suggests early jazz ensembles, such as Jelly Roll Morton's Red Hot Peppers. Before Golden Horns, the Markovic Orchestra tended to hit snags with slow numbers that felt too old-fashioned, or vocal features that seemed oddly melodramatic. Although obviously not an issue during free-flowing concerts, finding the right vocals and how to mix them in was a challenge in the studio. The tracks on Golden Horns were selected and programmed by DJ Robert Soko, and his sense of how to get Balkan beats going in your living room is key to the album's appeal. Here Soko picks a vocal tune that's not typical for the orchestra, but perfect for changing the pace from a dreamy sequence of songs. Finally, I'd like to offer a shout-out to the wonderfully robust passages for tuba on display in Golden Horns, such as in the tune Clock. I played tuba in my high school marching band. How come we didn't do wild stuff like that? Because sly folks like Boban and Marko Markovic weren't calling the shots. That's why.
Milo Miles lives in Boston. He reviewed the new album, Golden Horns. You can hear two tracks from it on our website, freshair.npr.org, where you can also download podcasts of our show. And you can follow us on Twitter at NPR Fresh Air and on Tumblr at nprfreshair.tumblr.com. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, John Myers, John Sheehan, Heidi Simon, and Yowei Shaw. I'm Terry Gross.